We've had requests from time to time about baptism. And we've had one very recently, and I think perhaps some of you have spoken to me before about it. We baptize here in this place. We immerse, but we do that more as a point of acknowledgement, not to save us. We don't think that baptizing saves us. We believe it's something that the church did in the early days. It was encouraged by Paul, and of course Jesus was, in a way, our forerunner in terms of being baptized in the River Jordan, and John took him into the river to baptize him. I don't think he just stood him in the river and poured a cup of water on him. I think he immersed him, and that meets the figure of speech, because baptism is sort of symbolic of our death and resurrection with Christ. Now, if any of you would like to have not been baptized, you'd like to do that, let me know about it, and we'll arrange a time when we can borrow somebody's swimming pool. And we don't baptize in a little tank. I can't fit those very well. When I get in one of those little tanks, you got to watch the water going out over the floor. See? But I've done many baptisms in swimming pools and rivers and so forth. So anyway, if you would like to do that, it's just a moment of acknowledgement to Christ and identification with Him, but is not necessary to salvation. As, for example, a thief on the cross could not have been saved if it was assumed that he had to be baptized first. It was not in the program. All right, well, I just put that out, and come and see me afterward if you want to either have it done yourself or your children or whatever.